Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golcher dictating an endoscopy report on patient Diane M. Coleman. Date of birth is 8/14/1965. Date of procedure is May 2nd, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Golcher, Joe. Referring physicians, Dr. Roberto Perez. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is epigastric pain, dysphagia. Description, procedure, and form, consent of pain, period, possible complication, procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of missing lesion. Such as among the two to the patient. The patient is brought to the nasty suite, placed in the lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitor anesthesia care. A well-lubricated sedated gas scope is introduced into the staff case, advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, esophagus, or retroflex, and cardiac aorta section from the stomach before draw scope. Patients are the procedure well without any complications. Findings. The proximal and metasophagus appeared unremarkable. Comma, biopsies were obtained in light of the dysphagia to rule out EOE. Next line, there was a diminutive distal esophageal polyp with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a mildly irregular Z line at 38 centimeters from biblock with one tongue of salmon carb mucus extending greater than 1 centimeter proximally, comma. Biopsies are obtained in all four quadrants for further evaluation for Barrett's esophagus. Next line, there was a sliding 2 centimeter hiatal hernia. Next line, the esophagus was widely patent. Next line, there was evidence of mild gastric erythema. Some biopsies are obtained in the anterior body for histology separately to rule out H. pylori as well as for histology. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion. Common biopsies are obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, plan followed biopsy pathology. Next line, patient has noted that she was previously taking an acid reducer over the counter from Walmart, which was not controlling her symptoms, comma, since being placed back on prescription omeprazole 20 milligrams, she has noted a significant improvement in her symptoms. Next line, continue PPI daily. Discuss that this should be taken 30 minutes before breakfast. Next line, if dysphagia is persistent, to recommend time barium esophagram and manometry for further evaluation. Next line, follow up in offices previously scheduled. Next line, anti-reflux precautions and avoidance of NSAIDs were strongly encouraged. Thank you.